Ken, Governor Snyder wasn't able to get enough support behind this bill from within his own party. What happened?
Well, it's a complicated issue, I guess, and a lot of politics behind it. A lot of Republicans in the past, when they were campaigning, campaigned against this project, and now they're being asked by their Republican governor to support it. I would also say that this is a lot of high drama at the Capitol, but it really doesn't directly affect a lot of Michigan citizens. And I think a lot of people out there, when they see ads or read about it, are kind of wondering what the fuss is all about.
Speaking of ads, Susan, the opposition to the bridge has been driven by Matty Maroon, whose company owns the Ambassador Bridge. Were his ads and his push against this bill, were they effective? Did they have any impact at all?
I'm sure they were extremely effective. As of last month, he spent $5 million on ads. That can buy you a lot of publicity. He's had another ad since then. I think that most people's understanding of this issue is probably based on those ads, because there were no ads in favor of the project.
Now, Susan, this was an opportunity for Governor Snyder to work with Democrats to get their support for the bridge. Did the Snyder administration attempt that strategy? And if they did, it wasn't effective, apparently.
Well, they certainly did. There was a substitute version of the legislation that was before the Senate Economic Development Committee today, and it got shut down. That was something that the Snyder administration and Democrats worked on to give the residents of the affected area in Detroit and the Delray neighborhood as something referred to as community benefits, basically a way to ensure that the residents there were compensated if they had to relocate or whatnot. So he did work with Democrats, but in the end, he didn't get support for Democrats for the main bill because they had wanted the community benefits included, and that was not in the original bill that was introduced by Senator Randy Richardville. So from the Senate Majority Leader's perspective, it was the Democrats that killed this thing today.
Now, Ken, you said that Governor Snyder, he's been effective at moving things through the legislature so far because he does have these Republican majorities in both the Senate and the House. Does this failure with the bridge indicate perhaps some tension between the governor and Republican leadership in the legislature?
Well, I think as Susan already said, the real problem here is that when it was a Granholm supported project, Republicans opposed it. And now that it's a Republican governor supporting the project, it's hard for them to flip-flop and support it. This is an issue where Democrats have enormous leverage because they're going to have to provide the votes to get it passed. And I think at the end of the day, the legislature does pass it with Democratic support. And I think they're going to have the ability to get some things inserted in there that they want for the community that's affected by the construction.
In the larger scheme of things, politically, how important is it really that this bridge bill get passed, Ken?
Politically, when the governor makes it such an important issue by putting it in his first state of the state, and he has overwhelming majorities in both the House and the Senate, I think it's awfully risky politically for him and Senator Richardville, who has supported this, to not get this accomplished.
Susan, what should we be watching for next as this project continues to move forward?
Well, Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville said that the current legislation that was before the committee today is dead. So we'd have to see if a new bill would be introduced and where that might go. It could go to a committee that he chairs. But once again, that would just be one step in a very long process. So I don't think that we're going to see movement on this quickly. Certainly, I wouldn't look for this by the end of the year.
Susan Demas is political analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service. And Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow for Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Ken, thanks a lot.
Thank you.